His global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Another week, another report on first-time unemployment claims. In this morning's report by the Labor Department showing 247,000 Americans did file first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that's down 3,000 from the previous week's revised total. Meanwhile, in another report, wholesale prices are up. Figures released this morning from the Labor Department showing the producer price index, measuring wholesale prices at the producer level, were up in June 0.1%. They'd been unchanged in May. They're now 2% higher, though, than they were a year ago. The military is expected to release a list of the 16 Marine Corps and Navy personnel killed in a plane crash in Mississippi this week. Meanwhile, a commanding officer has visited the site of the tragedy.
He thanked the various agencies and local citizens who've been assisting the Marines in the last few days.
You make the state of Mississippi great.
The Marines have named an investigation board to try to determine the cause of that crash.
That's Randy Bell. This is USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
New developments in the mysterious disappearance of four young men in the state of Pennsylvania. The latest from correspondent Sharon Reed.
Authorities in Bucks County say they found the remains of at least one of those four missing young men. County DA Matthew Weintraub says the body of Dean Finocchiaro was discovered in a grave with other remains that have yet to be identified.
We're going to bring each and every one of these lost boys home to their families one way or another. We will not rest until we do that.
A person of interest is being held on related charges. 20-year-old Cosmo DiNardo was charged yesterday with stealing a car that belongs to one of the missing men. He's now being held on $5 million bail.
The state of Nevada is in a state of emergency because it's run out of marijuana. Less than a week after the state's medical dispensaries were given the okay to start selling recreational pot, it's almost all gone. Governor Brian Sandoval has approved a state of emergency declaration from the Department of Taxation, allowing the Tax Commission to vote later today on emergency regulations to allow more applicants to cultivate and deliver more marijuana. And the Chicago Cubs still getting attention for their World Series championship last year. The Cubs winning the Best Moment Award during last night's ESPY Awards for their Game 7 win over the Indians in the Fall Classic. Actor Bill Murray accepting the award on their behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it is more than 77 steamy degrees. It is 89 steamy degrees in Flemington. There's a heat advisory until 8 p.m. today with temperatures, and the feels-like temperature going up over 100, so don't forget to check on the elderly. How you doing, Mom and Dad? Tonight, there's a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms. And Friday, there's a chance of 70% chance of heavy rain, which will clear out the air and bring in some nice weather for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday will be in the mid-80s.
Come from.
Put this funny looking shirt on.
I don't know, man, but I'm gonna go check you out, man.
Where's Lionel at, man? I gotta talk to him about something.
Oh yeah, back to the video.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh yeah. Take it out.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. What are we listening to? I was trying to...
Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. It is going out to Miss Morgan from her admirer.
Okay, what does this mean?
I have no idea.
What's happening in Morgan's love life?
No. Brian told me to send it out to Morgan this morning.
Oh, Brian, your husband. You said admirer. I thought maybe she was...
No.
I don't know. Let's not get into Morgan's love life right now.
Nope.
I think it's just a woman I've never met.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Things sound loud. Are we in the...
No, we're really good.
How'd your producer skills?
No, they're good. We're still in...
You had a week off last week, correct?
I know. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. That's...
Back it off just a little bit.
Okay, I did.
Hey, we apologize actually for last week. Jennifer and I could not make it. I had a... little tour of the South going on. Maybe we can talk about it later. And Jennifer, well, I don't know what Jennifer was doing.
Oh, it was just the last minute. It was crazy. And all of a sudden, I realized it was 11:15 and I wasn't getting...
But the show that wasn't on last week was the Library Show, Jennifer, starring yourself, Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services programs. Not services programs, but services pause programs. And not pause programs, Jennifer.
We do offer pause programs, though.
But services programs and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, our outdoor summer concert series kicks off next Wednesday, July 19th. Hopefully it's not 99 degrees. We'll give you the full schedule of shows this year at HCL and NCB. It's not too late to join the Youth Services Summer Reading Club. We'll tell you how. There was something going on outside the library today, Jennifer. What was that?
It's Quiver Farm Petting Zoo.
It's a petting zoo out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I walked right by it. Darn it.
You didn't notice all the animals?
Well, I walked by it from a distance.
You didn't go over and take a picture or so?
I should have. Are they taking pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, they. You don't know that.
Take pictures.
Me? No. Are they taking pictures?
Oh, I doubt it.
And no one asked me to take pictures.
No one asked me to take pictures, and yet Facebook gets...
I know.
..full every day.
That's the onus of a assistant director.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer says all you need to know about marriage is when someone is murdered, they investigate the spouse first. Discounts with your library card, exhibits and displays, and much more in today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So we had a week off. How was your 4th of July holiday?
It was going just fine until I found the kazoo growing in my lilacs.
A what?
Oh, this viney thing. We had just gone out to water the plants, and then we were going to maybe go out or take a ride or something. And I got outside, and I went in the back, and there was this stuff growing through the lilacs.
So it ruined your day?
Well, no. I spent a couple hours pulling them out.
How did you celebrate our nation's birthday, 241st, I believe?
I cannot remember. What did you... There were fireworks on Monday night at Riffus, the middle school.
I was actually at probably one of the very apt places to spend 4th of July. I was in Williamsburg, Virginia. Which, when the Declaration of Independence was kind of born in Williamsburg, Virginia, as well as Philadelphia. Well, the seeds of revolution started in Williamsburg, Jennifer. The House of Burgesses.
True.
I can go on forever because I
You can go on forever. You have gone on forever at times, as a matter of fact.
Well, it only seems like forever. But we spent the day touring Williamsburg. I got the Declaration of Independence read to me twice, first by Patrick Henry and then by Thomas Jefferson, who were both governors down in Williamsburg after we declared war on England.
I have to tell you, I have a great aunt who swears on all that was holy that she could trace our relatives back to Patrick Henry.
Well, maybe you can. Why do you doubt her?
Because...
Why is that so far-fetched?
Because she never told the truth. Not the truth, but she never told a truth in her entire life. You took everything this aunt said with a grain of salt.
Oh, yeah? And where is she now?
6 feet under in Equinox, Pennsylvania.
So why was she this way?
But she just... Everything was larger than life.
She's like a storyteller.
Yes. Yes. But as I don't remember who said
did
it.
Did you do the DNA test? Maybe you'll find out.
No. You know, if you have the choice between printing the fact and printing the legend, print the legend.
Is that a saying that I'm unaware of?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you, Jennifer. I'm looking through my stuff here, and I see that I am woefully unprepared for today's show.
Okay.
But that doesn't really matter. I can persevere.
Well, you know what?
I can go on forever about things.
You mentioned that a little while ago.
But we have a big program, I know, going on tonight that you want to tell everybody about.
I do, but first, because we missed the first week of July, I do want to say Jim Thatch's bookmark is out for the month of July. It is someone repelling, is that what it's called?
Ziplining
over some mountains. It looks like I'd say Colorado.
No, Vermont, anywhere.
Oh, Vermont.
Poconos has ziplining.
Do they?
Anywhere in the Appalachians is popular. We did it last year in Vermont.
Did you?
Or 2 years ago.
You did?
Zipline.
Are there pictures?
Maybe. Probably.
I would like to see a picture. Lori, if you're listening.
Why, it's not dangerous at all. You're in this harness. It's like...
I'd still like to see a picture of you hanging from a rope.
All right, we'll have to see.
So, anyway, yes, the program you were talking about...
Did you find the July in there?
Yes, I did. You said there were two. I did not end up looking for the second one. I got sidetracked.
Great.
But I did find the one HCL. And, so oh, I think I did. Is the July in a negative space?
Somewhere.
Yeah, I did find it.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay, so I want to talk about the program tonight.
We'll quick on the bookmarks. That is my three... I mean,
this is your 300th bookmark?
No. Let me do some quick math here.
Oh.
That is my 358th bookmark.
Oh, wow.
Because this September will be my 360th, which marks exactly 30 years... of bookmarks, right?
Wow.
12 a month, or 12 a year, for 30 years, it's 360. Is my math correct?
Yes. So you have you've got your September bookmark.
I actually
all set.
Know what I'm going to do for that.
And you've got your October bookmark set because it'll be our fifth year doing the radio show. So all you need is August, and you're all set till November.
August is always one. Nah, I guess I don't know. After 30 years, I am officially exhausted. Every theme imaginable.
I still think your March with the Little Women was inspired. That is still my favorite one.
Well, thank you.
I like that one.
Okay, Jennifer, we have a big program tonight.
We sure
that
do.
You are so excited about that you're going to tell us
I
with
am because,
and a breathless voice.
I am because Cameron Kohler is a Chopped teen champion, and she's going to be at our library. And she filmed the show back in late summer, early fall 2015. I believe. And her father told me she was going to be, and he was not supposed to tell, you know, you don't tell anyone. And he said she was going to be on, but he can't talk about it, and that was that. So I've been waiting, and we had to wait a whole year for her to be on TV.
He told you.
He didn't tell me if she won or not. I did not know. But it had come up because that fall of 2015, I went to a Food Network event, a Chopped brunch, Bloody Mary brunch, and so it came up. But he wouldn't tell me if she won or not. And apparently there's like millions of dollars worth of fines if you tell somebody how they do, you know, if they get out. Like if you tell somebody you win on Jeopardy, you forfeit your winnings.
Is that a fact?
You can't tell anybody.
The microphones are up way too high, I think.
What?
At the commercial break, I need to adjust my...
Oh, okay.
My cans, Jennifer. That's the radio
term.
Is that
what they're called, the cans? Okay, I always wondered. But anyway, so Cameron was on. So, jump forward to August 2016. I had to go to a bar and watch her because, of course, I don't have TV. And she was so amazing. She was 16 when she filmed the show. And she was so poised and so she didn't gloat. One of the other competitors broke a bowl, and she just kept working and she focused. And she's so excited and enthusiastic about her. She loves science, and she loves flambéing, and she loves the different colors that different alcohols make when they flambé. There will be no flambé.
She's only 16, Jennifer.
At the library tonight.
How does she know how to get her hands on alcohol to flambé?
Her father. Her father. So I said to her dad, when she turns 18, I want her to come do a program at the library because I want to be able to pay her. And, you know, you can't make a contract with a minor, blah, 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 blah. So she turned 18 in February, and I said, when's she going to come? And one day I was out at Buffalo Wild Wings where her dad's the manager, and he said, oh, did you still want Cameron to come to the library and do a show? She's sitting right over there. So we set it up. She just graduated from Pennsbury High School, which has... The prom has been voted like the best in America. So she was very active.
That?
They do this huge thing. Like, it's an entire community event. They do a big parade with floats. She was covered with glitter for most of the end of May. And then she just graduated, and she will be going to Johnson & Wales Culinary School in Rhode Island in September.
So her dream is to be a chef?
I think so, yeah. Both her parents graduated from Johnson & Wales. That's where they met. And she worked at Sesame Place in the kitchen, you know, through high school, and she's working now. So we're really excited to hear about her event. And she's been upstairs in the Chelsea Market. If anybody's ever been to the Chelsea Market, you know the odds of getting in the elevator and upstairs are like zip, because that's where all the Food Network studios are. So I'm very jealous that she's been upstairs in the Chelsea Market.
Well, she had to be invited up there,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. She had to be invited. I mean, that's where she filmed the... And the celebrity chefs were Scott Conant, who I adore, and Jeffrey Zakarin. I always wanted to eat in his restaurants, and I never got to.
These are Manhattan restaurants?
Yes. And Alex, and I forget how to say her last name. I don't know as much about her. So I'm really excited to meet her, and she's such a terrific kid.
Great. So tell us what times and the
It's at 7 o'clock at the headquarters library. There's still plenty of room. I'm going to ask Jim Thatch to throw up 50 chairs before he leaves today, but I'll put a few more up. Jim Thatch is thinking about whether he's going to accommodate me or not. There's no one else in the meeting room because the children's program is outside.
Unnecessary information for our radio audience, Jennifer.
But I will put up more chairs and she's going to bring some clips of her show, and she has her chopped chef's jacket she'll bring.
Awesome.
So, and I've got some. What the premise of the show, Chopped, for people who don't know, is you're given a basket of four ingredients, and you have to make an appetizer out of it.
She flambéed them.
Yes, she did. And then you're given a basket of four ingredients for an entree, and then four different ingredients for dessert. So I've got four groups of ingredients that I'm going to read to her, and she's going to tell us.
You're
going to
challenge her?
I'm going to challenge her.
Does she not know this?
No, she knows I'm going to do it. She doesn't know
what. She
doesn't
know that you didn't give her a hint. You didn't
no, I did
her
not.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, and actually, I was just figuring them out last night.
Can you tell me? Or she probably might be listening.
No, what if she's listening?
Okay.
Or what if her father's listening?
He'd find $1 million. See, we can find the same rules. We'll find him $1 million if he tells.
It's not $1 million. I'm, so, of course, exaggerating. But, yeah, it was. It's very hush-hush. And she's writing a cookbook. So, yeah, it's all very exciting. And, oh, holy mackerel. This timer just came up. First commercial break. We're 11 minutes. That is so strange. I've never seen this before.
Jennifer, we'll talk about this over the break.
Well, we're 4 minutes late for the first commercial break. My back's to the computer, so I didn't see it.
For once.
So we will be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. Is this on? I think I've turned down my microphone.
Oh,
my my cans right. Too low.
Let's not talk about your cans anymore.
Now you just turned it off, Jim. It's off. That's fine. That's perfect. Thank you. Welcome back to the library show.
As we adjust, my father uses and my mother when he wants me to knock it off. That's fine. It's perfect. It's like a husband.
Every husband in the world has that tone of voice, Jennifer.
Yeah.
The only problem was it's usually ignored.
You got it.
This is a perfect example. Jennifer's not finding this funny, so I will move on. It's time for Today in History on the Library Show. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the date, which is July 13th. And I also ask her about some people who were born or who have died on July 13th in years past. So let's go back to 1863, Jennifer.
Oh, this is right in Kiko's wheelhouse.
1863? What happens in New York City? Black eye kind of day for New York City. What happens?
The draft riots.
Very good.
Thank you.
How'd you get that?
New York City, hello.
So New York City, when the Civil War was going on, they decided to have a draft, and the people in New York City decided, no, don't think so. So they rioted for 3 days, and it was probably the worst riot in U.S. history. They killed a lot of people. It was terrible. I just saw a documentary about New York that detailed this event.
The Ken Burns? Or?
It was on PBS, but I don't think it was Ken Burns. It was actually somebody else, Burns. Does Ken Burns have a brother that or something that does
Jeff
documentaries
Ward,
too? Rick Burns or something?
Yeah, maybe.
R.I.C.
But you know, it's sort of an interesting juxtaposition because yesterday was the 50-year anniversary of the Newark riots. So
interesting.
Maybe
and the riots went on, Jennifer, because all the soldiers were at Gettysburg coming back. And by the time the soldiers, it went on until the soldiers got back. And
then they took care of them.
Yes. So let's move on. Then 1923, Jennifer, what is dedicated in Hollywood, Los Angeles, on this date?
The Chinese Theater or the sign?
The sign is correct. And what did the sign originally say?
Welcome to Hollywood.
Incorrect. Hmm. Hollywood Land. The sign said Hollywood Land, but the last four letters are dropped after a renovation in 1949.
Good choice.
Why?
Yeah, that makes it sound like...
Okay, July 13th, 1964. My mother is still convinced that the baby she's carrying is a girl.
Jim Thatch.
And she's going to be sadly disappointed the next day, Jennifer.
Did she have a girl's name picked out?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, you don't know what it was?
No.
Oh.
I'm sure she had... She did. I'll tell you what. She didn't have a boy's name picked out.
You've mentioned that
my
before.
My father had to name me.
Well, he did very well.
I guess so.
I like
do
the name
I look
Jim.
Like a James?
Well, you do, because that's all I know you
my
as.
My mother was actually so depressed, Jennifer, that I was a boy that there's...
I'm sorry.
I don't know if we ever bonded.
But you turned out well.
She was so depressed, she had to go to the doctor, and the doctor told her to take up bowling. And she didn't. Actually became a pretty good bowler.
Well, see, so you did do some good. You know, my mother-in-law was her second child. They handed her a girl. And for like half an hour, she thought she had a girl. And she said, I thought in the delivery room you said I had a boy. But that's okay. This one's good, too.
What is going on? Is this your aunt again?
My mother-in-law. No, I'm just saying. It's so strange that the 60s were not a good time in hospitals, I guess.
And the... just to rub salt in my mother's wound, her sister, she has one sister, had four girls.
Really?
And she had four boys.
No, my mother had three girls, and all my father.
She want to have a boy?
My father was the only son of an only son, and all his sisters had boys, and my mother only had girls. So, what's so funny?
Okay, a little addendum to our 1863 event, Jennifer. That day in 1863 was the first time the Corps of Cadets was issued arms and ammunition. Cadets, of course, from West Point.
From West Point. Interesting.
There was a rumor that the riders were heading north. And Kiko suggested girl name for me? Caitlin.
Yes. Very nice, Jim. Kiko.
Caitlin.
After, do you know why he's suggesting it?
Why?
After Caitlin Jenner? Isn't that right, Kiko?
Then there had to be a reason. I'm sure
he's a little slow.
I'm sure that's why. Okay, moving on. 1973, Jennifer. Alexander Butterfield reveals the existence of what on this date in 1973 to a special Senate committee?
Something scientific?
No.
I don't know.
Senate committees or something political.
Oh, the Watergate tapes.
The Nixon tapes. It reveals there are tapes Nixon has. To the Senate committee investigating the Watergate break, and obviously that did not go well.
No.
For the POTUS at that time. 1985 is my last event, Jennifer. Not a lot. On July 13th. Who becomes... Okay, no, I'll go. Let me change the first word to why, Jennifer. Does George H.W. Bush become president for the day on this date in 1985?
Something happened to Reagan. Did he undergo surgery and he was under anesthesia?
Wow, you have very good deduction. Vice President George H.W. Bush becomes acting president for the day when President Ronald Reagan undergoes surgery.
There's only certain reasons why you...
To remove polyps from his colon.
Thank you for sharing.
I thought you wanted all the information, Jennifer. You know how I go on forever.
I know, you do go on forever. But there's only certain... Under certain conditions which a vice president can become.
Right, and that's one of them, and you knew it.
I did know it.
Okay, people who were born on this date, Jennifer, 1821, Nathan Bedford Forrest.
He was a Civil War soldier. Kiko knows. Your phone just lit up.
He's talking about Reagan's surgery. Go ahead.
He's talking about what kind of surgery?
Reagan's surgery.
Bruce Jenner's surgery?
No.
What would he like to say about Reagan's surgery?
Nathan Bedford Forrest. Stop changing the subject.
He was a Civil War soldier. He was.
Can't go with that.
Okay.
He was a very successful Southern Civil War general, Jennifer.
Well, that made him a Civil War soldier. It just wasn't.
Not enough. And he was also the first Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. So he's a great guy all around. Great American all around, Jennifer. But he's also a little footnote in pop culture history.
Yes.
Movie history. Forrest Gump.
I was just going to say Forrest
was
Gump.
Was named after Nathan Bedford Forrest. 1864, John Jacob Astor is born, the fourth.
We talk about the Astors a whole lot on this show for some reason. I guess they're in history a lot. He was a millionaire. Was he the one who drowned on the Titanic?
Very good. Yes. Well, not very good, obviously.
But very good that I
knew. He was one of the richest men in the world at that time, and he was one of the unfortunate souls who died on the Titanic. 1940, Patrick Stewart was born.
He's an actor. He was in Star Trek movies.
Correct.
He is also your favorite Scrooge.
My wife's favorite Scrooge.
In A Christmas Carol.
Correct.
That is correct. Alistair Sims.
Yeah, he might be mine, too. Alistair Sims. His acting was so poor in that. Just kidding.
We're not
maybe I'm not kidding.
We don't have video yet.
And Astor was a fur trader. Kiko likes to add. Jennifer.
Kiko's very complete.
Kiko knows a lot of
can he
stuff.
Come in, could he come in sometime?
He's coming in live
is
sometime
he? Yeah.
When you're not here.
No, when I'm here. I'll let okay. you two make fun of me.
We wouldn't make Kiko wouldn't do that.
Kiko wouldn't do it. You would.
He's a West Point
no,
graduate.
Kiko would be nice to me. I think your friend Jay and I had some laughs at your expense last week on Facebook.
I'm sure you did.
One of our former loyal listeners.
About what?
Probably Christmas in July or something. Oh, you should come tonight because Cameron's mother is also another Christmas. Like once July 1st hits, that's it. She's ready for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Very classy woman.
Mm.
I got basketball tonight. 1942, okay. Jennifer Harrison Ford was born.
He's a movie actor. He's Han Solo. He's Indiana Jones.
One more.
He looked at property in Stockton. I don't know if he ever bought it. He's Calista Lockhart's.
Are they still married?
Or was her husband. He was in that Amish movie with Kelly McGillis.
Oh, good. That's your third one. Just got to come up with the name.
He was in the Harry. He was Harry in that movie where he lost his memory.
I need a name, a third Harrison Ford movie name.
Regarding Harry, remembering Harry.
Regarding Henry.
Henry.
And Witness was the other one you were trying to think of, which is a great movie. Maybe DVD alert for the day. Witness.
Yeah, I really like it.
Sorry, Harrison Ford, Kelly McGillis, Danny Glover. Can't remember anybody else.
Oh, he was. Oh my gosh, he was also in one of my all-time favorite movies, Working Girl.
Oh, correct.
I don't know how I missed that.
His first movie was American Graffiti.
Everyone's first movie was American Graffiti.
And born on the same day, same year, July 13th, 1942, Roger McGuinn.
Nope.
Lead singer and lead guitarist for The Byrds. Remember The Byrds? Turn, Turn, Turn. And Mr. Tambourine Man. That's Roger McGuinn, Jennifer. 1951, you're going to be all over this one. Didi Khan.
She's a movie actress. She was she was Frenchie in Greece. She was for a while. She was on Benson. Even
she was in one kids show most recently. I think when our kids were little, so not really recent. But I believe she played olive oil to Robin Williams' Popeye.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe.
Interesting.
And then finally, died on the stage, Jennifer. 2010, sad day for the Bronx Bombers. George Steinbrenner.
He was the longtime owner of this.
American businessman, owner of the New York Yankees.
Yankees.
Like him or hate him, Jennifer. He's a very like-hate guy.
He was amazing. I mean, he was amazing. He did some amazing things. And I think sometimes...
He wanted to win, Jennifer. And he didn't know
right, you don't make...
Price was too high to get players to help him win. Took him a while to figure out he needed pitchers, not just hitters, but...
Yeah, but as soon as he figured it out, my goodness... He got pitchers. If the Mets could just figure out they need pitchers who don't keep getting hurt, they'd be in good shape. What else does Kiko have to say?
Kiko says he's never been accused of being nice. He would be nice. He'd sit in here and be a little sheep. He wouldn't do anything. He's out.
Kiko, you're welcome on the show anytime. You want to come on August 10th? We'll make fun of Jim. He won't be here.
He wouldn't make fun. He wouldn't dare. He's afraid of me.
He's a Marine. How's he afraid of you? Was he a Marine or in the Army?
The Army.
Army. Marines come out of Annapolis.
Part of the long gray line, Jennifer.
That's right. Marines are Annapolis.
Okay, so that's today in history. Why don't we hit some more of that Disney trivia that you were doing the other week?
Oh, I couldn't find it.
After the commercial.
There's no commercials till 11:45. I want to talk about the Library Reads list for
August.
And then
we've got to talk about the summer concerts.
All right, but first I want to talk about Library Reads list that just came out for August. Because
what's so exciting about this particular list?
It's the top 10 books that are going to be published in August that librarians across the country.
And you've read them all?
I have read all but two.
You got to be kidding
me. No, I am not. And I adore every single book on this list. So top of the list is Young Jane Young by Gabrielle Zevin. And a couple of summers ago, she wrote The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey, based on a man in a bookstore. This time, Aviva Grossman was involved in a relationship with her boss, who just happened to be a member of Congress. She was about 20 years old. She was an intern. Does this sound slightly familiar? She became ostracized, as her name was associated with the scandal, in Florida, and she reinvents herself as Jane Young. She has a young daughter, Ruby, and she moves to Maine. But what did Kiko say now?
was offended that you called him a Marine.
I apologize, Kiko. It's just because I imagine you're so tough and virile.
He was a boxer at one time.
See? So young Jane Young moves to Maine, where nobody knows her, and she reinvents her life. And then she decides she's going to run for mayor of the town, and her past comes back to haunt her because she used to blog about her affair when blogging on the internet were in its infancy. And
blogged about an affair?
Yeah.
And then she ran for mayor.
Well, because she blogged about it, like not realizing the lasting effects of it. And it's the story is told.
She'd make a terrible mayor, Jennifer.
I know. Well, she's told. The story is told from her point of view, her daughter's point of view, her mother's point of view. And it's really fascinating on the double standards that come out, that it's okay for a guy to have an affair with a young woman, but not the young woman ruins the man's marriage. The second book on the list, which I was a little bit surprised was not the first
book.
That's
a double, what's that called?
Double standard.
Oh, that's
yes.
It.
Is Glass Houses, the next Armand Gamache series by Louise Penny. He lives just outside of Montreal in this little idyllic town called Three Pines. You would very much like Three Pines, Jim.
Is it in Vermont?
No, it's just over the border in Montreal, just over the border in Canada. And he is the chief, essentially the chief of police. And the Montreal police has fallen in disgrace or disfavor, and he's trying to bring them back into the good graces. And the story is told he's a witness on a trial, and he's delivering this testimony, which you learn later he's not being entirely truthful, and he knows it's going to ruin his career, but if he's truthful, it's also going to blow this huge investigation. And it's
a theme here. People ruining their careers before they...
Yeah. And it's told back and forth between the trial and the events that led up to this trial, and it is so good, as it always is. Another book on the list is a debut novel, If the Creek Don't Rise, by Leah Weiss, and I was one of the first early readers of this book. It's set in Appalachia, 1970s. A pregnant 17-year-old Sadie Blue is trapped in this marriage with a horrific husband, Roy. And the friends and neighbors live stark, gritty lives. But the writing is just so vivid, and these women that Sadie has to look toward for guidance, and they're going to help her out of this no matter what. Also on the list is Morning Star by Anne Hood, who, were you here for that interview? We interviewed her on the phone last summer.
And she was here.
She mentioned this book. It's a book, her growing up in a family in a town that did not value books, but she learned to love them anyway. And Morning Star is an allusion to Marjorie Morning Star by Herman Woke. The Address by Fiona Davis is on the list. Fiona Davis last year wrote a book about called The Dollhouse about the Barbizon Hotel for women in the 50s. This time she writes a novel about the Dakota that is just being built, and the action goes back and forth between 1880s New York City as a Dakota is people are beginning to move into the Dakota and the architect Theodore Cameron who built it, and the 1980s, 1985, when Bailey is hired to renovate an apartment who is she calls this woman her cousin, and they may or may not be distantly related, but her cousin has inherited this apartment that belonged to Theodore Cameron. And there's a whole mystery involving what happened to Theodore Camden. And so if you like New York City history, the building histories, they're very interesting because you walk by the Dakota, and, of course, what is the Dakota most famous for?
John Lennon was shot out front, Jennifer.
Correct, because he lived there. And it, like so many others, went. It was probably one of the first condo-esque apartment buildings in Manhattan.
My nephew's actually moving to Manhattan.
Is he? Oh, he's going to build that
in
swimming
a couple
pool.
Weeks. No, that's not my nephew. Oh. That's my cousin's kid.
Okay.
A large family. My nephew that lives right over here. In
Oh. Your wife's?
Elwood. My wife's sister's son.
Where's he moving?
Up around Central Park.
Oh, nice.
First and something up there. So I was very excited.
East of Central Park, yeah.
I said it by Central Park. Mm. What did I say?
You said by Central Park. You certainly did. But First Avenue was...
Whew. I know, but it's like four blocks. Like, they're even with Central Park, but they're on First.
Yeah. Okay,
like
I get it.
Like, they're in the 60s or whatever.
I get it. And the last two books that I love on this list are The Burning Girl by Claire Messed. Julie and Cassie were once inseparable, but once they start middle school, things start to make some unexpected changes. And this is really just a character study of two young girls. And you know how when you're friends from nursery school, and even though you have completely different families and interests, and then you start to grow apart, but you still have this bond, or I guess in your case, boys. So it's really a character study. And the last one is Emma in the Night by Wendy Walker. And this is one that I annotated for the list. One night, Emma and her sister Cass go missing. 3 years later, Cass returns home without Emma. And she tells the story of a couple who held the girls hostage and kidnapped the child to whom Emma gave birth. FBI Special Agent Abby Strauss is brought in to interview Cass with the hopes of finally finding Emma. The more answers Cass gives, the more questions Abby has, and she knows that beneath all of Cass's stories lies the truth. This thriller with many unreliable characters will keep readers off kilter and uncertain even after one final twist. So all of these books are on order at the headquarters library.
Put your holds in now. Can you put a hold on a book, Jennifer?
You can go to our... That pop-up thing is bothering me. You can go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click in the upper right-hand corner, search the catalog. Or you can go directly to ipac.hclibrary.us. Search for the title of your book and just click place a hold, enter your library card and your PIN, and you're all set.
Okay, three quick things, Jennifer. Yeah. Army, because even the Marines need heroes.
Very nice.
That's a little mem. How do you pronounce that? Mem? Meme?
I have no meme. Idea. I don't even know what it means.
Second thing, whatever happened to our book about the two little twin girls?
Oh, the one that I wrote the first chapter?
The one that goes back in time? The one that gets lost and the girl has to figure out what happened to her?
Oh, you mean the one I read the first chapter, like the first couple pages of 1 year?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
Got to get that on there. So I want to see that on the library reads list 1 month.
Well, these are only adult books.
Oh. Well, there's got to be one for kids, too.
There isn't, actually.
There isn't?
No, this was started by librarians. Bookstores have a list called Indie Picks.
There's got to be a youth.
I think there's a youth Indie Picks list, but there's not. But then librarians wanted their own list. So.
And the third thing was, I remember the Ann Hood interview because I remember commenting that how much I liked her name. Like, it was a cool name. Like, oh, my God, we're cornered. I don't think we'll be able to get out of this. Someone call Ann Hood. Like, it's such a cool name. Like, she gets things done, kind of. Like, Ann Hood is a...
Okay.
I don't know why I think that. You don't agree.
No, I do. Like, I remember it now. I'm remembering. But this book is a nice, small, little, compact book. It's a really nice book.
Good. So that's Library Reads. Can people see this list on their own somewhere?
They can at libraryreads.org. And we will be putting a link on the Facebook page.
Great.
For it.
Let's go to our last commercial break early to kind of balance the time that we were late the first time.
Oh my gosh, it's 11:44 already. We're really not that early. Okay, we will be right back with some news about those summer concerts.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thetch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gunnow will be in 10 short minutes, and since Jim can talk forever, he's going to talk forever about the summer concerts, the Garden Expo, and maybe Library Card Month.
Just me?
I'll chime in.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sure our audience will appreciate that. Summer concerts, free outdoor concerts. We do this every summer at the Hunter County Library. We have this beautiful outdoor stage that faces Route 12 with a gently sloping hill that faces down. We got the wall right behind the stage that provides great acoustics. So the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsor this every year, Jennifer. These programs, actually all the programs that Jennifer and I talk about, are free and open to the public. The first outdoor concert of the year is next Wednesday, July 19th, at the Hunterdon County Library. It's the Dan Butera Dixieland Band. They'll play a set of Dixieland favorites, and then after a short break, we'll switch and play a set of swing favorites. Either way, you're guaranteed to be dancing on the lawn. So the summer concert series, Jennifer, always a good idea to bring a picnic lunch or some chairs or blankets and just enjoy a nice summer evening with us. New this year is we're going to have two shows at the North County Branch Library, and the first show up there will be the next Wednesday, July 26th. By the way, all of these shows start at 6:30 p.m. July 26th at the North County Branch Library, we'll have the Long Hill String Band. This will be a fun-filled evening of old-time American music, Jennifer, and this concert will be held on the ball field of the community center, which is right next door to the North County Branch Library. So feel free to park in the North County Branch Library parking lot and just take the short stroll over to the ball field with your blankets and chairs and your picnic dinner. Then the next Wednesday, August 2nd, we move back to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 to hear the Blauenberg Band, founded in 1890 and part of a great tradition that began when towns depended upon their own people to provide live music. This band is one of the oldest community bands in the state and among the most active. The Blauenberg Band, August 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Then we swing back up to the North County
Swing
Branch.
Back up. I like that.
Why?
Play on words. Because you're going to announce the Summer Swing Orchestra.
Oh, I'm going to. Well,
very good.
You ruined the surprise.
Sorry.
August 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, it is the Summer Swing Orchestra, John Nobile Summer Swing Orchestra, playing big band favorites from the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. And they have over 200 arrangements, Jennifer. So this is at the North County Branch, again, August 9th at 6:30 p.m. And then we wrap it all up on August 16th back at the Hunterdon County Library with the British Invasion Years. They were just on NewJersey.com. Where? 2 days ago.
Like a live?
Lee and Bob playing live.
Oh.
They had an interview and then they played some music.
On the newspaper thing?
No, on the radio.
Oh,
101.5. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
What did I say, New Jersey?
You said NJ.com.
Okay. 101.5.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
At night or?
I think it was during the day. I forget the host that had him.
Oh, I really wish I had seen it.
You have to look it up because they're having a big concert in Cape May this Friday.
Nice.
So they had them on, and Lee and Bob were talking. So they're old friends, and they've been
Did
here
they
many years.
Did they give us a shout-out?
And I didn't hear the whole interview.
Okay.
So I only heard the very end. They talked about the Cape May thing, and they played a little music. So the British invasion years, our old friends will be at the Hunter County Library on August 16th. They're more than just the Beatles. The British invasion years performance is three shows in one. They'll play songs from the 60s by British groups and then go over to their American counterparts and play 60s songs from them. And then there will be a tribute to the Fab Four at the end. Wildly popular show. If you've not seen this band, they tour all over the country now, maybe all over the world. Because I know they got a new manager or something like that. So they are all over the place. I highly suggest check out their website. I'm sure they have some examples of some of their songs and their places they're playing. It's British Invasion Years.
And I really like
very very good group.
I love watching them. Lee Stanser, and he's like so straight-faced. And then, not Lee, Robert.
Yeah.
Stanser, and he's so straight-faced. And Lee is such a goofball.
Yeah. No, they're a great band. And all four members sing. Jeff and John are the other two members, the drummer and the keyboard player.
And the keyboard player has a great look, too.
Yeah, just a great band. So if you've never seen them or if you have seen them and want to come back out, of course, be there on August 16th. And just to up the ante a little bit, Jennifer, we're going to have the Kona ice truck there. So when you finish your picnic dinner, we'll have some Kona ice available to buy. Very reasonable prices. They had them at the art show.
I heard he was very pleased.
Just a couple dollars, and you get this nice big snow cone or Italian ice. It was delicious. So the Kona Ice Truck, as well as the British Invasion Year, circle this date on your calendar. It's Wednesday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m., and let's keep our fingers crossed about the weather.
I meant to say something earlier. We do an Academy Award-nominated film series throughout the year, and I was out ordering some of my plants this morning that needed some extra attention. And one of my neighbors walked by and he's like, I really want to thank you for showing the movies. He had seen Hidden Figures and Sully were the two he mentioned that he really enjoyed.
Good.
So
I think it's a great service since we do not have a theater in Hunterdon County. These are, of course, you're not seeing them like first run as they're in the movie, but right when they come to DVD, we show them in our, we have a very nice audio visual system in our meeting room. And you're welcome to bring your snacks there, too. And just, it's a movie experience. And you're seeing these great movies. What's on the list right now, Jennifer?
I know La La, I don't have the,
La La Land,
Fences, which you didn't care for, but I thought was amazing.
So all these movies that were just in theaters, we have at the Hunterdon County Library. So check our webpage for all of our programs at hclibrary.us. And the movies were there. All the concerts are there. All of our authors and speakers are there. And they're all, of course, free and open to the public. So take advantage, Jennifer.
And they're made. A lot of the funding is made possible. Some of it is made possible through our budget and the Hunterdon County Board of Chosen Freeholders, some from the Cultural and Heritage Commission, who gave us a very nice grant this year.
And some from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes.
And let me just, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that a week from Saturday, July 22nd, we'll be having the NCB Garden Expo 2017. This is an indoor event. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the North County Branch Library Meeting Room. The North County Branch is located on Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. They'll have experts on various topics of gardening. Bring your questions and enjoy the displays. Scheduled to be on hand are the Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, members of the Park, Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation, orchid expert Carol Strober, cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk, right? Some growing up, imagine bringing that to your dad or something like that. So what do you want to do? I'm really going to focus on the cactus and succulents and try to make a career out of that. That's that sound.
How would that have gone over with your dad?
Not good. Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association will be on hand, Jennifer, with a live observation hive. Hunterdon County Library Seed Exchange, which will be moving permanently to the North County Branch
Library. It actually has gone up there already.
Which has moved, and I used the wrong tense in my verb.
I didn't know if you knew it had gone.
Invasive Species Strike Team will be there, Jennifer.
Oh, I need them at my house.
Do they come like a SWAT team to take care of weeds?
Oh,
America's Grow a Row, which is a new fad that's been going on. That Hunter County, I think, has a few farms that take that do that. And bring a plant, take a plant as supplies last. So a little, what do you call that? What is the
plant
term
exchange.
When you do something like that?
Like a plant exchange.
That's just an exchange. Okay. Yeah. So this is the NCB Garden Expo 2017, Saturday, July 22nd, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North County Branch Library in Clinton, New Jersey. This information, of course, is on our webpage as well, right on our homepage, hclibrary.us.
And you mentioned the Parks Department is going to be at the North County Branch on the 22nd. Their summer concert series, 8 weeks of great bands and performers, is on its third week already. Can you believe that? They're held every Thursday night at Deer Path Park, and tonight is the Hundred and Harmonizers. Mm. I don't have the first page of this, so I don't know what time it is. But the Link bus will pick people up at the Drury lot in the back of the Park Avenue Kapner Street parking lot in Flemington.
Oh, that's a nice feature.
If you're there by 6:30. Yeah, I think it's really great, so you don't have to drive out to Deer Path.
You don't have to try to park, too.
Right. You can just park in that lot, and they'll provide you transportation.
Great idea.
So I think that's really great. But they're also going to have an Elvis tribute band. The 27th, I really want to go. They're having Captain Jack, a Billy Joel tribute band. Sorry, Libby. I'm still going.
Should we have them at the library ever?
We could. We could.
Discuss that one.
Yes.
Okay.
So, don't miss these great concerts as well. They're all outdoors. And check the county parks webpage in case.
So your
rains.
Point is Hunterdon County is the place to be in the summer, generally?
It is the place to be in the summer. I heard a presentation by the economic developer in the county the other day, and one of the slides was with Chris Phelan. They have a lot of great things planned, and they're going to try and
Good.
Get the
Our
word
Chamber
out.
Chamber of Commerce, which this radio show we're taking place in their headquarters, does a lot of great work. Their Community Day, which I'm actually, I'm tell you right now, I'm going to have to go to a meeting right after this for that. And then what was a great success, I thought, I guess I'll find out for sure when I go to this meeting.
No, I've heard great things about it.
And the Chamber of Commerce just does everything. Their business expo is huge every year, and just a lot of great things. We're lucky to have them. And Chris Phelan, of course, is the president.
Yes.
So I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce, actually, for putting us on the air.
And putting up with us. I want to thank you for listening, because I just got the pop-up end show now. It's really annoying. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Paris, France, where he's been welcomed by the French President Emmanuel Macron.
A military fanfare as Macron and his wife greeted the President and First Lady Melania Trump outside a museum complex in Paris. Trump and Macron are holding private talks, then will soon hold a joint news conference.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. The news conference expected at about 12 noon Eastern Time. Details of the latest health care proposal are expected before the day is out to be rolled out by Senate Republicans. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rounding up votes in an effort to push through a repeal and replacement of Obama. But the Republican Party seems to still be split between moderate and conservative Republicans over what should be in the new plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933.